it's your own unique way of utilizing all of your abilities and making sure that the person you're working on is getting everything that they need, because a lot of people will go into one of those regressions and get something and then not get the proper healing for it from the practitioner. So you know that the person needs more than just the information. They need the counseling, they need the Reiki, they need the support to move through the experience of releasing that trauma. And how that also makes you a powerful healer. We want you to remember more of your lifetimes here in our system. Helping so many to recognize that they too are extraterrestrial. That they have the power within them to connect and to remember who they are and who they've been.
Welcome back to the first full moon of 2024. This is for the full moon in Leo on the 25th of January 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. For a personal reading, use Psi Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, sound therapy or spiritual counselling, head over to my website, Cosmic Angel, Wix 555, Wix site 5556. Link is in the description below. Thank you and big shout out to my beautiful Patreons. For our exclusive content, personal monthly mini readings, head over to the website to join. Also, remember to join us this month for the Manifestation Sound Bath on the 28th of January, 6 p.m. GMT via Zoom. Hope to see you all there manifesting for this new year. So, Leo is ruled by the solar plexus chakra, self-power and self-esteem and confidence. I do want to do just a quick mention of Pluto moving into Aquarius on the 20th. For the next 20 years, it is major shifts, transformation collectively, innovation. Changes in leadership, in structures, in old paradigms, viewing life through a new lens. Also, space, technology, AI, robotics, philosophy, and air all coming in strong with this shift of Pluto into Aquarius. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius was around 1778 to 1797. So next month I will have a little quick rundown of some of the major events that will be happening, as well as the new moon and the full moon. So back to the full moon in Leo. This is activating our heart chakras, our creativity, our inner confidence and willpower. This full moon is guiding us to leave our heart center. Lead from our heart center. Show our true authenticity and show our true self to the world. This full moon is guiding us to release anything that is no longer serving, and in particular, any self-doubt, insecurity, other people's expectations or perceptions, and clearing any stuck energy in our energy fields. Leo is ruled by the sun and the masculine energy, the moon ruling our feminine and inward energy. This full moon is illuminating our inner and outer worlds, helping us to bring a balance, shining this light on aspects of our inner and outer worlds that may not be in alignment. What's inside that needs to be shown and brought out into the world? And does your outward personality reflect the true, authentic you that's on the inside? This Leo energy wants us to share ourselves with the world, even the hidden parts, and helping us to be more authentic and in alignment. So as I mentioned, Leo rules the solar plexus chakra, which is our third chakra. It is yellow in color. And it also rules the fifth house in astrology, which is the house of pleasure / creativity. So as ever, we do have some powerful messages ahead in this spread, but let's take a moment to shift our awareness and tune our cord into Mother Gaia. Also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our amazing heart center and the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, first card of overall energy that we are all working with as a collective. Remember, if you would like a personal reading to find out in depth what's going on in your life, remember to get in touch. So, we are dealing with action. It's time now for us to take action, to let go of whatever may be keeping us stuck. Let go of our burdens piece by piece, step by step, element by element. Sometimes we can be afraid to move, afraid of change. Maybe because we may have been hurt in the past. Maybe we have failed. Reminding ourselves that failure is information gathering, nothing more, nothing less. Sometimes we could think maybe it's easier to just stay in our safe zone and not initiate change. But we are being guided to take this action towards what we truly desire. Whatever this may be, it could be undertaking a new study, it could be launching something out into the universe. It could be accepting a new job, a better relationship, whatever it may be. We are guided to take the steps towards this. Embrace action. And not hide in the shadows. So, wow, whew, kicking us off strong there with the first message. The second one that we got is the return. A new story, you decide, alignment, it's coming together. You've waited patiently for this moment. You've likely been working on the inner for some time, and now the outer is beginning to come into alignment. As changing beings, we're in a never-ending growth cycle. This doesn't mean that we're constantly in bloom. No, this means that we're constantly changing. This card is like the bloom, however, it's more powerful. Danda. It heralds the coming and going of a whole new way of being. An entirely new story has been written. This card heralds a great shift in your life. This often takes time, sometimes even lifetimes. Acknowledge how far you've come and how much you've grown. You're part of creating change, not only in your own life, but in the world. And take a moment to take it in. You're just one of many, but your being here matters. A petal in the rose of a new humanity, part of the forever unfolding. Things are aligning for you and around you. They're coming together. You're in the right place at the right time. Your outer world matches your inner world. This card is delivering a message of harmony, coming together, and the embodiment of holding a clear vision for many years. You've been doing the groundwork to get to this moment right here, perhaps for months, years, or even lifetimes. Use this moment you get to decide what happens next. Whew, wow. And the Rose transmission. I acknowledge how far I've come and how much I've grown. I decide what happens next. Whew, oh my God. So on point. For this outer and inner world alignment of what I was saying at the start. Whoa. Amazing messages right there. So our next card and message is Stargate Heart. Heart chakra opening, unlocking generosity. So the heart chakra is our connection to love and generosity. When opened, it can take us on a powerful expedition to experience love. In Sanskrit, it is known as Anahata, which means unstruck or even unbroken, revealing that even though we may feel our heart is broken, our true spiritual heart is always whole. The heart chakra governs the aspect of our heart, including relationships, what lights us up, and of course, our self-worth. This gateway transports us to an emerald city, the temple of our heart. This sacred space within the place of wonder and love. Here we are reminded of the sacredness we hold within, and are encouraged to know that although it's like a hidden treasure, the beauty deserves to be seen and enjoyed by the outer world. In the gateway, imagine there is a path to the Emerald City, but it is a path less traveled. This card can represent many years of denying our self-worth, and also moments during many lifetimes when we've pushed love away, but now we are moving closer to the love we are. Connect. Place your hands on your heart space. If you're not familiar with your chakras, your heart chakra is in the center of your chest. We also have three chambers in the heart chakra. We have the middle, we have the lower, and we have the higher heart, which is also known as the thymus or thymus gland. Place your hands on your heart space and breathe deeply. Invite the sacred temple within to lower its drawbridge and open the gates so that you can experience love in harmony. Your heart space is a sacred space deep within you. For some time, you have protected it with psychic shields that have not only stopped you from being hurt, but have also stopped you from feeding love. This gateway appearing shows that you have finally dropped these shields and are ready to experience love. Universal wisdom wants you to know that it is your divine right. You are a highly empathetic and generous soul who has so much to give, and you are being called forth to reveal the deeper and more vulnerable aspects of your being. Divine light beings are surrounding you now, holding you and encouraging you to relax. All the restrictions and blockages of your heart space have now been removed. The worst is behind you, and the world needs you. So wow, that is beautiful. That is so, so beautiful. But the end of it there is kind of being a little bit spiritually bypassy. Because as we know, we have to do a shitload of work on our heart chakra. And as I'm always mentioning, Reiki helps with opening your energetic pathways to the different levels and healing the body on the physical, mental and emotional, and your auric fields. So on point for right now. Again, we do close our heart chakras off from not only this lifetime, many lifetimes, from many different things. Again, tapping into our self-worth, into our relationships, into our unconditional love, and also into our inner child that resides in our heart center. And I do just want to say, with a download that I have received, especially with all this heart chakra activation, manifestation and healing that is going on, some of the mother wound may be coming up for you. With this, we are reminded that Mother Gaia loves us unconditionally, as does Father Sky. So we are moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. I did create this deck from scratch. Thank you if you have a copy of this. There is three main aspects coming up for us. The first is clarity. The second is lightworker. And the third is truth. So there is some clarity coming in under this energy. This is relating to our truth, to our authenticity, to bringing ourselves and showing ourselves to the world. It is also linking in with our mission as a light worker, as a starseed, as a being here trying to bring the balance back in, and creating our new fifth dimensional reality and world to come. So what are some ways that you can communicate your truth, speak your truth, be heard, be seen, express your authentic self? Tapping into your higher self and inner knowing for that clarity, for that awareness, and stepping into being of service. I also pulled us a self-love card from my self-love deck by Cosmic Angel 555. We got rest. What kind of rest do you need now? Spiritual, social, sensory, physical, emotional? Maybe all of the above. So, beautiful souls, we're moving on to the tarot. The first question that I asked for us was the energy of this full moon in Leo. And for this, we did get an amazing, amazing energy. We do have an energy here of renewed hope, of opportunities, of wishes granted, of expectations being fulfilled, of deep healing going on after many lifetimes of traumatic events occurring in the cellular DNA. there is inspiration coming in here, and knowing that we are here on the right path. We are paving our own way with our experiences that we have been through. So an amazing, powerful energy coming in there for us around this time. The next question that I asked is, what sets our soul on fire? So for that, guys, what sets our soul on fire is really, really stepping into this state of gratitude while we're reflecting on our journey, while we're waiting on our harvest to come in from all of the hard work that we have put in. We are guided to keep going. We are guided to fall into faith and know that we are giving gratitude as we are a living result of all of our hopes, our hard work, our memories, our manifesting and alchemizing. Our next question that I asked is, how can we better connect with our purpose? And for that, guys, we can really, really tap into them downloads, into that inspiration, into the creativity, into that illumination, into these new ideas, these seeds of consciousness, knowing that we can manifest anything, these new opportunities, and really also bring out into the world, as well as opening up to receiving. We are being guided to then step into our masculine energy, our divine masculine energy of that natural leader, that taking action, that inner knowing, and also balancing that with the strategic thinking. Don't know why my words isn't coming out right now, but we are being guided and spurred on that we can create. We have this power, and this is a better way to connect, or a way to connect with our purpose. Our next question that I asked is fears we may be holding. And for this, it's definitely relating to obsessing over money, maybe seeking status. There's definitely a need to balance the material with the spiritual, to know that there is an overflowing of material and spiritual abundance, that there is prosperity and success, that we can reach these goals and complete them. The next question that I asked is, how can we release these fears? So for that, it's coming across here in the two cards is definitely leveling up. Definitely taking that push, that nudge to step into that energy of exhaling, of surpassing your limits, of this creation energy, and then really stepping into that achievement, into that abundance, into that success, into the new levels of consciousness, into completion, into wholeness, into joy. The next question that I asked is a way to let our light shine. And for that, we are being guided to step out into the world, to be seen, to be heard, to step into this badass leadership, achievement, victory, success, energy, inspiration, creativity. Well, and then the final tarot and question was a question. Sorry, a question. A message from the universe. So, message from the universe is universe wants us to know that our energy is manifested. What we have been bringing into creation is manifested. We are just waiting patiently right now for the results, for the arrival of these opportunities, for this improvement and this movement in the right direction. There is progress coming in here. We are being guided to be expectant and be optimistic and know that universe is bringing our dreams in to this reality. And our final message here to wrap this up, guys, for the full moon of Leo 2024. What risk can I take today? Be not mistaken, you will have to take bigger risks than you ever thought possible on this path towards your dreams. You will have to take the big scary leap, but do not fret because your soul has wings. What risk can you take to move towards your dreams? Make a decision to do it. No more thinking, only doing. Be brave and courageous, and you will discover what you are really made of. So, wow, some powerful messages there as ever. Thank you for joining me. Thank you to all the beautiful souls. I have helped, I am helping, and I will help in the future. Remember, don't be afraid to reach out. I won't bite. And we did make up some sort of soul agreement. Yeah, let's do it. Enjoy this full moon, beautiful souls. Set yourself out into the universe. Share your authentic self and inner power and creativity with the world. I will be back soon for the next new moon. Namaste. In Aquarius, happy birthday on the cusp of my Aquarius fellows.